WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan councilman and city staff got an earful last night from opponents of closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing.
I may be the only soul, but I'm going to see if some other...
Former Mayor Lloyd Joyce, who owns a nearby business, asked if the city studied the economic impact of closing the crossing, which generates 7,700 vehicles a day.
When you damage a business, and when you do that, you're talking about big money. I've been on a lot of boards of condemnation. You hurt our business, we've got rights.
Councilman Ruben Marine, who hosted last night's town hall, encouraged more public comment.
They can pick up the phone and call any council member. They can meet with any council member. I know Prentice Madison District 2 is having a town hall meeting this Saturday at 11 a.m., I believe, at Hope Crossing.
Some of last night's speakers wanted the estimated $4 to nearly $6 million for the quiet zone to go towards flood control and widening streets. Bryan School Board members this week awarded a contract to expand Rutter High School.
They have committed to getting the barbershop and the Cosmo up and running for this school year, and then we will finish the rest of the project that we can move in over Christmas break.
Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, talked about the new building for Rutter's Ag program and renovating three existing portable buildings to expand cosmetology and barber programs.
Their contract is for $3,043,332. That was with all of the alternates. We have the brick wainscot around the outside, additional storage, movable partitions to open up a classroom, and we were still $250,000 under budget.
Originally, this part of the November 2014 bond issue was to add six traditional classrooms at Rutter. The board made the change last January in order to grow career and technology programs. The College Station School Board had its first update on developing next year's budget since the end of the state legislature's regular session. Superintendent Clark Ely complimented the Texas House for its efforts, which have been blocked so far by the state Senate.
Speaker Strauss has made that a priority both in the regular session, and he's made it a priority of wanting to continue that conversation in the special session. Whether he'll get an opportunity to do that or not remains to be seen. I really appreciate Representative Rainey, Representative Cassell for their leadership and what they've been trying to do for public education.
As it stands now, CSISD will tap into its $32 million reserve to make up a shortfall of nearly $3.6 million. Under the state's current school finance law, College Station has to return more than $5.7 million to help fund less wealthy districts. Board members learned Tuesday night that new insurance premiums show what administrators say are significant increased costs to employees.
Anywhere from $10 a month to hundreds of dollars a month, depending on the plan that the employee chooses.
CSISD's budget and tax rate for the 2017-18 school year will be adopted at the August board meeting. A handful of families were displaced following a natural gas leak in College Station yesterday. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says a contractor hit a 4-inch line while trying to bore under Southwest Parkway near Dexter.
We have to install a bypass line. This is our way of doing our best to avoid losing any customers. Our top priority is safety. We want to make sure the area is safe for area residents, as well as for our crews and for the emergency responders out here. Beyond that, we don't want to lose any customers. And so it's going to take a little while to install this bypass line because we have to get around the area that has been hit.
A temporary fix was completed about 4.5 hours after the line was hit. Blinn College trustees have decided their president should be a chancellor.
According to the Texas Association of Community Colleges website, Blinn's the ninth out of the state's 52-year schools to rebrand their top administrator. Based on the number of student contact hours compiled by the TACC, Blinn ranks seventh of JUCOs with a chancellor. Blinn's ahead of Coinbase Central Texas and Navarro, but behind Dallas, Woodlands-based Lone Star System, Houston, San Antonio-based Alamo, Fort Worth, and San Jacinto. Blinn's trustees announced the name change as they approved a contract extension for Mary Hensley through the year 2020. The amount of Dr. Hensley's pay raise was not disclosed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is among those participating in a second blood drive that follows last week's gunfire at the Republican baseball team's practice. During our show, Flores says security has been increased since before last week's gunfire, and that's not only at official events.
It's a shame, but like when I go to the hardware store now, I'm usually armed just to make sure that you know, there's somebody in there that sees me, recognizes me, that somehow gotten radicalized by some of the things that they've seen, that we've at least got a chance to protect the folks that are around me and my family and myself.
Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana has improved from critical to fair condition after suffering multiple internal injuries from the gunfire. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll take one more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy through today with occasional showers, chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature into the 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms moving through. Low temperature, mid-70s. Tomorrow, clouds, occasional sun, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, 84 to 88. Slight chance of showers and 70s on Friday night, and a brief shower possible on Saturday, partly sunny near 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pretty much light rain all over Houston inside the loop, a few little heavy showers, but really heavy rain is still up around Nacogdoches and Longview and that area and headed into the Ark-La-Tex, and some heavy rain between Lake Charles and New Orleans, so nothing really in our world. We got some clouds now, which makes it pretty nice. We haven't done life hacks in a while.
Yeah.
Just stuff that common sense, and you may have it around your place, and it'll work for you. For instance, those dustpans that will clip onto the neck of your broom,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If it's that kind,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people have those, make sure it's clean, but let's say that you have like a pail that you want to fill up with water.
Okay.
And it won't fit in your sink because it's a pail. Well, you set that dustpan under the faucet, have the handle out over the edge of the faucet, put the bucket on the ground, and you can fill that bucket up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Bounce batteries to see if they're good or bad.
Really?
Yep. If you drop them from about 6 inches, if they do one small bounce and fall right over, then that means they're good. If they kind of bounce around a little bit, means they're either dead or on the way to being dead.
Huh. Interesting.
Didn't know that, right?
No, I did not.
Denseness of the...
Yep.
Okay.
I suppose so. I don't know why. They just say it works, so we'll do that. All right, so are you one of those people who you want to look at something on your phone for a long period of time, and like your Otter or whatever doesn't have a little kickstand on the back of it?
Yeah.
Need something to hold your phone in place? Take your sunglasses and turn them around.
Yeah.
Set it on there. That'll work.
I wonder if that works with the 7 Plus, the iPhone
7 Plus. Oh, I don't know.
Plus.
I'm not sure.
Pretty
That's
big,
true.
So.
If your dorm room smells, then take a dryer sheet and tape it over the front of the air vent.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that one for years.
Really? I've never heard of that.
That's why we
idea.
Do that.
You can put it over the filter, too, so that nobody can see it. But
Same
the,
thing.
Yeah, it
gotcha.
Still gets through.
That's it. If you're actually wanting to cross words out and you want to make them illegible, don't like scratch back and forth. Write other words over them. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that way you really can't read any of them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Little life hacks. That's it. All right. The only thing better than using social media is not using social media. That's why there's Binky.
Binky.
Binky, which is kind of both. Binky is an app that lets you go through the motions of social media, swiping on pictures, scrolling through pictures, commenting on pictures, without actually being connected to other human beings.
Interesting.
It's an endless feed of pictures of things. It also gives you the illusion of choice by letting you type on a keyboard that generates comments, lots of hashtags, and emoji. Binky's creator is Dan Kurtz. He says Binky is just as meaningless as any other social media app. We're just kind of upfront about it.
That's pretty good.
Which is probably what it is.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that way, when everyone else is on their phone swiping through real social media, you can be one of the cool kids without being cool.
And that's it. When we'd have the kids in the car, one of them would get on the phone so the other one would feel compelled.
Oh, yeah.
But how else will everybody know everything that I'm doing and thinking?
That's right.
Oh.
Okay, so indie music? Indie music is way too mainstream, man.
Yeah.
All the cool kids are into music that nobody has ever heard.
I liked it before it was cool.
Enter Forgetify. Forgetify gets you through Spotify in search of songs with zero plays.
Okay.
Playing only songs that nobody else has ever listened to. It's called Forgetify.
I thought that was what Italian millennials say. Yeah. Forgetify.
Yeah. Anyway, and it can't be many of those, right? Wrong. According to data from Spotify that was released in October of last year, 80% of the 20 million or so songs on Spotify have been listened to at least once. That means there's 20% that have not.
Wow.
That's 4 million songs right now that have no plays.
You would think that even the person who created the song go in and listen to it.
Excellent point.
Maybe I ought to put one of my old band's songs on there and see if it gains some traction.
If it's not important to them, how could it be important to you?
Right.
Okay.
Maybe they're busy making more songs.
Could be. All right, the secret is out, and we're here to tell you. It's 8:17. It's June the 22nd, 2017. Prince Harry says nobody in the royal family wants to be king or queen. Yeah, see, we knew it.
It's because QE's been the queen for so long.
Nobody knows how.
Yeah, they're like, we don't know what to do.
In an interview, he states, quote, "Is there anyone of the royal family who wants to be king or queen? I don't think so.
Wow.
But we will carry out our duties at the right time." Yeah, okay.
You got no choice.
He also says that Britain and other countries still need, quote, "the magic of the monarchy."
Yeah, because they got no power.
Yep. Calls it a force for good, and we want to carry on a positive atmosphere. And the queen is the chief for over 60 years, but we don't want to try to fill her boots. So that's it. They don't want to follow her. See, but that'll work. Harry would be fine. Both of them are charismatic. I mean, granted, it's a new generation. It's a new monarchy. It'll be a completely different way that things are perceived.
You're just counting out King Charles there already, huh?
Well, no, yeah. I'm sorry, Chuck. No. Chuck's part of the old stuff.
He's probably going to go before,
that's right.
Before QE2.
On TV tonight, on ABC at 7 o'clock, it's the new singing competition, Boy Band.
Woohoo!
Featuring thousands of performers competing for one of 18 spots in three bands over the season. The architects, that would be Nick Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Timbaland.
Yep.
And Baby Spice Emma Bunton.
Oh, Baby Spice.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was one of the Spice Girls.
She was one of the Spice Girls, yeah.
Well, what's she been doing?
Nothing.
I don't know, yeah.
I guess that's why she's doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They will shuffle members from band to band, and the fans will vote until five winning performers are chosen, and they will be the final band.
That's interesting.
Somebody named
Rita. So these are solo people, but they're going to become a band. Gotcha.
Yep. Rita Ora will host whoever that happens
to be. She's a singer.
Okay. But I'm thinking voice parts. I mean, let's say that you have two tenors, and then you can't choose to put two tenors in the group because you need to have the four parts.
Got to be best of the best.
See how it works. Okay, tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, it's the premiere of Hollywood Game Night. So what better opportunity for shows that aren't on NBC to be plugged, because tonight season 5 will premiere with Veep versus The Walking Dead celebs.
All right.
So again, neither of them on NBC. And the season premiere tonight of The Gong Show. That's right. It'll be on ABC at 9 o'clock. The reboot from executive producer Will Arnett is hosted by Tommy Maitland, a fake Brit who is really Mike Myers in makeup.
That's right. I've seen him on like Jay Leno, or not Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon or something like that.
Well, I'll say, now, you know, I don't know that I might not capture this. Now, who's Ken Jeong? Do we know? J-E-O-N-G?
Oh, Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. Is that the guy who was on who couldn't sing, or is that somebody
no,
else?
That's no, that's the doctor. He's from all the Hangover movies. But he's like a doctor in real life.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, so he's an American comedian.
Okay, and the other panelists are Will Arnett and Gus Galifianakis. So just because of that, I might.
It could be funny. Yeah. This could be really funny.
This Mike Myers character, it's a little bit of a takeoff on like Jiminy Glick, kind of with where Martin Short did that, but it can be. I can see it being funny.
Well, again, the Gong Show is very odd, and I have to say I'd never missed it. Chip Howard and I worked together. Oh, hush.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's right. Worked together and we in the newsroom, and we would each watch David Letterman and The Gong Show before we came to work, because it was HBO's released a new Game of Thrones soap opera Swords trailer for Series 7.
Heard it's real short. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard it's real short.
The leaked plot points indicate that the semi-immortal swordsman Beric and the Hound travel. Beric and the Hound, I guess. Is that like a cartoon series? Beric and the Hound.
Yeah. It's a 70s fish out of water buddy cop movie.
There you go. Travel beyond the wall to try to capture a White Walker to bring to Cersei.
Sound like you know what you're talking about.
In order to convince her to send Lannister troops north to fight the army of ice zombies. Remember that, Chelsea? You and I were talking about that yesterday in the hall.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
I'm the only soap opera with swords fan here.
Anyway. I watched the first season and it was great. I just didn't stick with it.
Didn't get back to
it. The new season begins July 16th, just so you know.
All righty.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, and in case you didn't know, Steven Seagal apparently is still making action films.
Woohoo!
Yeah. New trailer unveiled this week for his film called Cartels, about a drug lord being captured, the DEA, and of course Steven Seagal will play Steven Seagal. So The Sweatiest Cities is out. There's ranking of those. Yep. Number 9 is Phoenix, but remember it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah.
Number 8 is Tampa.
Okay, I see
7
that.
Is Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Phoenix.
I know.
No. Phoenix, I'm sorry. Tampa, number 7 is Memphis.
Okay. All right.
Number 6 is Disney World.
Orlando.
Orlando. Okay. West Palm Beach, which is, I get Palm Beach is by the ocean. West Palm Beach is away from the ocean. That's the reason it is. Number 4 is Houston.
That makes sense.
Number 3 is New Orleans.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that's number 3.
I know.
Number 2 is Dallas. Number 1 is San Antonio.
Ooh, I don't think New Orleans has to be the sweatiest.
It has to be. It has to be. And they don't have St. Louis on here. St. Louis is a horrible city in the summer.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hot up there. Mm. Out there, yep. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. It's based on... The rankings is based on the average U.S. American male and female height and weight. We have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the average high temperature and relative humidities for June, July, and August.
I was going to say, so it's not just about the weather. It's about the people.
That's it, too. So, and again, I don't know why Phoenix would be because
I can
of the dry
see,
heat.
You know, San Antonio. There's a lot of Mexican food-eating people.
Yeah, that's right, and that will probably help.
Yeah,
give
exactly.
your truck authority. Okay. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Have you ever been away from your television and you wanted to watch one of your favorite shows? You forgot to set it on the DVR and you have no other option but to just miss it and probably get spoiled by social media. Well, that's not really a problem with Suddenlink because they've got things like Suddenlink To Go, which is an app that lets you take all your shows everywhere you go. And now is the time to sign up for Suddenlink because they got their best deal ever going on. The triple play is only $59.99 a month and you're going to lock into the rate for an entire year. You're going to get peace of mind knowing your rate is not going to go up. Plus, you're going to get fast 20 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and unlimited home phone. If you need more speed, not a problem. You can upgrade to 50 meg internet for only $10 more per month and get HBO and Showtime included for 1 year. If you just need internet, you're a cut the cord kind of person, well, Suddenlink's got internet packages starting as low as $19.99 per month. The offer is not going to last long. It is a limited time offer, 30-day money-back guarantee. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details or give them a call at 877-694-9474 or stop by the local Suddenlink store located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan to get started. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Tomorrow, Space Explorers. I'm Bob Hirschon, and this is Science Update. Young people can now dream of someday stepping foot on the surface of Mars. But astronomer Dan Lester of Exonetics and his colleagues argue in the journal Science Robotics that thanks to modern communications technology, it would be safer and more cost-effective for astronauts to conduct research remotely from spacecraft orbiting above the planet.
If we send humans to Mars, you'd like to go to the poles, you'd like to go to the equator, you'd like to go in the craters. So basically what exploration telepresence allows you to do is to sit up in a space station and control telerobots in different places.
What's more, it would eliminate the time delays that plague data transmission between today's Mars rovers and Earth and make it possible to explore places that are too risky for humans. I'm Bob Hirschon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Taiwan's Foxconn, which assembles Apple's iPhones and other consumer electronics, says it expects to release investment plans by early August for at least three U.S. states. Following its announcement, it would spend up to $7 billion to build a factory in the U.S. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Texas are all states with which Foxconn hopes to work, but it gave no indication whether any of them might be in the investment agreement. Oracle Corporation says its quarterly profit rose 15% from a year ago to $3.23 billion, and shares are up almost 11% at pre-market trading. Family-owned magazine publisher Rodale Incorporated says it's considering a sale of the company or some of its properties. The company's titles include Prevention, Men's Health, and Women's Health. Crude oil up 20 cents at $42.73 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
What happens if Amazon grows so big that the United States government breaks it up into a series of smaller companies? Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The New York Times was the first to broach the issue of an Amazon breakup this past April. And now, with Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods, this essentially puts it in the grocery business, and Amazon's newest creation called Prime Wardrobe, taking on the garment industry by allowing customers to try on 3 to 15 items at home before committing to them. The breakup talk is growing louder. So what would happen? First, all Amazon shareholders, including founder Jeff Bezos, would get a proportionate number of shares in all the new companies. And each new company would compete on some level with all the others, continuing on their merry way, and most probably growing bigger all the time. In short, while a breakup could occur, shareholders will be the ones who benefit the most. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects, and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place, where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 and it's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Opponents were heard last night at a gathering about the idea of closing the Grosbeck Street Railroad crossing in Bryan. Councilman Ruben Marine, who sponsored the town hall, wants members of the Downtown Quiet Zone Advisory Committee to hear from last night's speakers.
So they can see firsthand the emotion and the passion that these citizens have to keep Grosbeck Crossing open.
Some of the speakers want the estimated $4 to nearly $6 million for the Quiet Zone to go towards fixing existing city infrastructure.
Our priorities are a little bit askew when we have Quiet Zone versus people with flooding or safety issues with children on narrow streets that aren't paved or widened.
Opponents also included business owners who said they would be affected by closing the Grosbeck Crossing, which generates 7,700 vehicles a day. An expansion at Bryan's Rutter High School is now on an extremely fast track. That's after board approval this week of a $3 million contract to add a building for Rutter's Ag program and renovate three existing portable buildings to expand cosmetology and barber programs.
I was in getting my hair cut today, and the lady that was cutting my hair, she asked me what I did, and I told her, and we started talking about it. And it's already out there about the barber and the cosmo, and the community is just thrilled.
Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the new space for cosmetology and barbering will be ready for the start of school in 2 months. Windsor says they will move into the new ag building over Christmas break. College Station School District administrators have developed multiple versions of next year's proposed budget.
How many different iterations of the budget are there now, and how many more could there be?
That's a funny question, Bill. I can't even imagine because Mr. Martindale, I think, is seeing himself coming and going and playing with some of these numbers in various scenarios.
Superintendent Clark Ely says that's because of next month's special session of the legislature. CSISD board members were told Tuesday night they will have to spend more than $3 million from its reserve to make ends meet. That's after giving the state nearly $6 million under the current school finance formula to help fund less wealthy districts. A natural gas line hit by construction equipment yesterday in College Station led to nearly 5 hours of disruptions. Five families were evacuated and Southwest Parkway was closed between Welsh and Medina.
This afternoon about 2:30, 2:45, there was a contractor doing some work along Southwest Parkway and College Station, doing what we call directional boring, which allows them to go underneath the street to avoid doing a full excavation on a bore. And in the process, they hit one of our natural gas lines.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says a temporary bypass around the broken line was in place shortly before 7 p.m. Before last week's gunfire at the Congressional Republican baseball team's practice, Congressman Bill Flores has stepped up his security measures.
We have law enforcement at every event that we have now, including meetings in our offices in the district will have law enforcement there. I'm usually armed myself.
Congressman Steve Scalise is in fair condition after a bullet struck his hip. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us any time of the day, your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider, and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy through today with occasional showers, chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature into the 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms moving through. Low temperature mid-70s. Tomorrow, clouds, occasional sun, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, 84 to 88. Slight chance of showers and 70s on Friday night, and a brief shower possible on Saturday, partly sunny near 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So take advantage of the shade, the cloud cover while you got it right now, because tomorrow is going to be hot as it can be. Light rain all over Houston right now, not really much heavy rain. The heavy rain is kind of from the Golden Triangle over toward Lafayette, Louisiana, and then up into Deep East Texas in the Arklatex, but nothing around here right now. Let's have a look at what's going on at the Humane Society, and Carolyn's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
Tomorrow is Take Your Pet to Work Day.
Yes, so take that pet with you.
Now, how would that work at Charles Place? I mean, that if you brought your own personal pets.
Yeah, we have them in our offices underneath our desks.
Okay.
And yeah, absolutely. Well, roaming around.
And clearly, you have to be at an employer that is pet-friendly and clearly, if there's a pet-friendly employer, it'd be the Aggieland Humane Society.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what you got going on in your world?
We got lots going on to tell you about. We are going to be closed today until 1 o'clock. We're not going to open today until 1 o'clock. Okay. We've got a staff retreat going on, so don't come out at 11 o'clock like we usually are open.
Sure.
So 1 o'clock, okay? And then July the 1st, we've got a special going on for microchips, $15 for microchips. I think usually they're $25.
Okay.
So we're giving you a good deal on that. Please bring your pet in. Get them microchipped. It's a great way to ensure that if your pet gets out, and they do get out,
no, they will,
that we can get them back to you ASAP.
Yep.
Through June, we've got half price on cats. We've got cats. We've got kitties. Half price on cats and kittens. So come in and check them out. They're just soft and fluffy and ready to go home with you. Okay?
Exactly.
And
got to have more than one, right?
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, they take care of themselves.
They
you
do.
Know?
And then they get together and they coerce to do things against you when you're
no,
not there.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Do that.
No.
All right.
No. Not the ones you give.
Friends, okay. Okay.
No.
All right. Fine. Yeah.
We work on that.
Okay.
And now that we're in hurricane season and real official, we have a great partnership with the disaster preparedness folks here, and we have a great big trailer that we stock with all kinds of pet care things in case there's a disaster, you know, a hurricane, people have to really evacuate and bring their pets up, and, you know, maybe they can't put them in a hotel with them, so they've got to bring them out to us. Well, in this great big crate that we have, trailer that we have, we need dog crates.
Okay.
We've got cat carriers and all that we need for mm-hmm. that, but we need dog kennels.
Sure.
So, you know, folks, if you can, you know, bring out some kennels for us and that we can put in this disaster trailer so we can be prepared in case we need it. Also, if you're wanting to do something for our pets, check out our wish list on Amazon, okay?
Yeah.
And if you've just got some money burning a hole in your pocket and you're just shopping, you know, go to Amazon.smile and, you know, do your shopping there. And you can always designate a portion of that to come back to Aggieland Humane to
sure.
take care of the lost and homeless pets.
Well, again, and there are definite needs that you have, and so
yeah.
you're able to match those needs with the desires of other people. So
yeah.
Good thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Win-win situation
sure.
for everybody.
Yep.
So,
okay. If they want some more information on all this stuff, what do they do?
Go to our website, AggielandHumane.com. Come out and see us. We're on Leonard Road, right next to the Expo Center, 5359 Leonard Road. Give us a call, 979-775-5755.
Super, but not till 1 o'clock today, right?
Today,
got
1
it.
O'clock.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. We visit with the folks from Aggieland Humane every Thursday on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now we turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Thanks a lot. You
yes,
brought a
thank
guest
you.
With you.
Yes, and that was a perfect segue talking about hurricane preparedness.
Yeah.
We have Jerry Henry. He is our emergency management coordinator for the city of Bryan within the Bryan Fire Department, and he's going to talk to you about that very thing, the importance of emergency preparedness.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for letting us come back.
This is the perfect format to talk to you. We don't want to be talking to you when you're having to do your job, the real thing. But again, hurricane season has started, and we think of that as a disaster. But really, you guys and gals have to prepare for all sorts of disasters.
Yes, sir. We prepare for all kinds of things, and the plans that we have in place. It's great. The Humane Society, we also work with the animals and sheltering them when they come to this direction for sheltering and evacuations.
Well, you know, and it's been a few years since we've actually had weather in Houston. It's driven it up here. I guess it's gotten at least more organized. We have a lot of counterflow traffic situations now where people can get up here. But I can remember every place south of town was just full of people who were stopping to find a place to sleep and rest and get away from the weather. But this is what y'all have to train for every day.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me what kind of training that is and what people are learning as they prepare for this.
Well, right now, a lot of this is meetings, making sure that we have things in place. We've got shelters and things committed that are going to work with us. And also the animals also, as we've talked about a minute ago. But we've worked real hard with Red Cross and the Salvation Army. They step up and help us with feeding and sheltering and so forth. So it's been meetings with those folks. And then internally, we have a plan, our Brazos County Interjurisdictional Plan that we work with. And that's coordinated with the City of College Station, Ryan, A&M, and then the county. So we work with those things to be prepared if we do have something coming on the coast or any other kind of incident, man-made or a disaster of some kind. Tornado last year, we opened up a shelter, of course, responded to the incident, but we had volunteers that came in and helped us with a very variety of things that we can't do without them.
You know, are they trained volunteers, or are these just folks who are willing to help?
Both. If you have people who are trained, it's much better.
Mm-hmm.
We do have programs to do that, the CERT program, and also some training that we do that's called Are You Ready? And so these are some programs that we do to train volunteers to come help. But then you've got folks who just show up on the scene, and we can also utilize those people at times, depends on the incident. But we've got CERT programs. We've also got volunteers that do Search Dog Network. All kinds of things that we utilize to make things all work and coordinate the best outcome we can of an incident.
I guess that's the first time I've known that. So if you are a person who is non-specialized, haven't received any training, but you do want to volunteer, how would they find out when these classes or training is available so they could become better volunteers?
They can call our office, 979-821-1000, and the administrative assistant, Amy, will direct them to the appropriate person. I'd be glad to do some training on Are You Ready? We have a CERT organization that's done through the BB Brazos Valley Council of Governments.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots of things that we can do to get people involved to make everything work and help the community.
Well, none of us wants to be in a disaster where we don't have control. And again, we do think about weather, but there are all kinds of disasters. But it's also nice to know that we've got a kind of an avenue if people want to volunteer.
Yes, sir.
So thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
that. Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet. What else you got for us today?
Sure. So another component of that is the emergency notification alert system. So if you're interested in receiving notifications should something occur, there's actually a link on the home, or excuse me, there is a link to the link on our homepage at bryantx.gov. If you look under the sub bar right above the heading, it says emergency preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a drop down list, and you can register for that, for those notifications, just with your email and your cell phone number, whatever methods of communication you would like to input. We encourage you to do so.
I want to go back to Jerry for a second, because
okay,
that's something I forgot to ask about. Getting the word out. Clearly, I mean, you depend on guys like us, which is wonderful, but clearly with the social networks we have, that situation has certainly been upgraded. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, as you mentioned, you guys are very valuable to us in getting the word out, but I'm not that well-versed in social media. I'm just an old guy.
You're like me. I hear you. I know. But it's out there.
Yes, and we do have several people who come in to our Emergency Operations Center and other EMCs also who are very well-versed in that. And, yes, we monitor it. We try to see what's going on social media and get things out that way, too. We do have a website and also use Twitter and Facebook from our emergency center, Community Emergency Operations Center. We use those to help coordinate and communicate with people.
Well, see, you know as much as I do.
But we also try to get people to get the weather radios.
Mm-hmm.
That you can get the NOAA radio.
Sure.
Weather radios. Those are very good. For example, the tornado that we had last year, that was a very quick and spontaneous thing, but there are times that those radios can help you with that. We can't chase a tornado, for example, with that notification system.
Mm-hmm.
But the information, the more information the public has, the better.
Sure. Good. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Anyway,
yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I figured we'd get a little
fill-in on
that.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, so we would utilize social media, and also if you are a citizen that has elected to receive our press releases from the City of Bryan, we would also communicate the updates that are going out on social media via this platform, so
okay,
you would get email notifications from there as well.
Sure.
So we encourage you to sign up.
Absolutely.
It's a free service, and at any time that you decide that you weren't interested in receiving those notifications, you would have the option to opt out.
Okay.
But we share happy stuff through those channels as well.
That's
so
a good thing.
We hope that you would take advantage of that opportunity to know about the fun things that are going on, as well as those things that Are really important.
Sure. Okay.
Yes.
Anything
absolutely.
Else you got for us?
Yes. So let's go into the fun stuff.
Okay.
Yes. Today, of course, is a Thursday. So it's the next to the last opportunity to enjoy the free summer sunset series at mm-hmm. the Palace Theater in historic downtown Bryan.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, today. Oh, no. I don't know who's coming today. I think it's next week is Roxy Rocha. Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
I messed that up.
It was a fat knuckle coral.
Well, that was last time.
I know
yes,
it was.
That was last week. Right. Well, so
I'm going to wait on a text here in just a minute to see if we'll know
yes,
who it is.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I apologize.
That's okay.
So, again, that's at the Palace Theater in historic downtown Bryan today and next Thursday. And then if you have children and you're wanting to keep them engaged over the summer with reading, don't forget the Clara B. Mounts Public Library offers weekly events. We just had the Texas A&M Physics Show yesterday.
Oh.
So it's every Wednesday. So if you go to bcslibrary.org, you will be able to see the full lineup of activities and events that are either on Wednesdays and Saturdays now through July 26th. So we've got Animal Day, Reptile Day, all different types of things. And, of course, if you would like to participate with the reading log where they keep track of what they're reading, we mm-hmm. encourage you to do that as well. And information is also posted online. And then save the date for next Friday, July 7th. That's First Friday in downtown Bryan. And it's a little bit different this time. The Downtown Bryan Association is holding a special press conference. And so be sure to stay tuned for that.
Good.
Yes, if you follow them on social media and us as well, you'll be able to see a little bit more about it. So.
Cool. All right. And it's Steady Legend tonight.
Thank you. Steady Legend. Yes. Next week is Roxy Rocha. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
All right. Good. Yes. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you for having
you
us.
You bet. That's our community segment on Thursdays. We visit with the folks from the city of Bryan. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a Steady Legend tonight at the Palace Theater. It's a free concert. They do rock and blues and country-ish music, so if you want to do that. Okay, according to a survey of millennials, do you ever notice that surveys about millennials are never good?
Yeah.
Basically, they just, all right, so 51% say they've taken bathroom mirror selfies. And okay. 25% of responding millennials confess to taking a selfie while they're in the bathroom.
You know, I'm gonna do this here. I've taken a bathroom mirror selfie, okay. But usually it's to show off something absurd. Like, for instance, I was mowing the lawn and got all dirty,
okay.
And it made the dirt on my face made it look like I have a mustache.
Oh,
so I had to get a picture of that.
Sure,
so,
of course you do.
Bathroom selfie mirror. That,
there you
yeah,
are.
That's how it
I've
happens.
Done all of the above.
Okay. On a recent honeymoon in Japan, Jason and Nicole Francis savored the temples of the ancient capital of Kyoto. And unwound at a resort with a private hot spring, and later they dressed up in lime green dinosaur and Italian plumbers and sped through the streets of Tokyo in go-karts. That's right.
Mario Kart.
The game is Mario Kart, a racing challenge from Japan's Nintendo company, introduced a quarter century ago and now played on video game consoles globally. A new business in Tokyo now takes advantage of the Mario Kart popularity and the loose regulations on go-karts to offer self-driving tours of Tokyo and other cities with costumes of characters from the game provided. The company called MariCar says it books thousands of trips a month, and most of the customers are non-Japanese. So the Japanese can point at those idiots in the cars dressed in the lime green suits. It's part of the tourism boom that is changing the face of the world's third largest economy, many businesses selling a slice of what foreigners perceive as authentically Japanese. But while visitors are enjoying thrill rides in city streets, plucking off cherry blossom branches for souvenirs, and taking selfies in rented polyester kimonos, some of the locals not amused. Well, because, see, the term came out decades ago, ugly Americans. Well, now they're ugly people from other countries going in and once again ruining the culture. I mean, the cherry blossoms are there to enjoy, not to pluck off.
Not to pick. Yeah. I know. That's true.
But that's the way people are these days.
Yeah.
Here's a study for you. Shows that sons of older dads are more intelligent, less concerned about fitting in with their peers, and more focused on their interests.
Interesting.
Researchers, just old people in general, I think.
Well, yeah, but these are the children of the old people.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're raised by older parents.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Researchers looked at the geek-like traits of 12-year-olds. The team found that overall, sons of older dads had higher geek indexes. Now, I don't know what older is. They don't describe what older is here, but there you are. Researchers also found that several years after completing the study, those high on the geek scale did a better job in school exams, particularly science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEMs. So that's it. An older dad may not be a detrimental situation.
Hopefully that'll help the next generation coming up after millennials to,
once again, because millennials are no good. Mm. All right, so a guy went into a Walmart in Fort Worth on Sunday, shoplifted 4 DVDs, one of which was the Lego Batman movie.
Okay.
When he walked outside, he was busted by an off-duty cop who was dressed as Batman. The cop, his name is Damon Cole, dresses up as a superhero to do community outreach to kids.
Oh, cool.
And he was the safety officer who was on duty that day at Walmart.
How funny.
So steal a
busted
DVD.
Busted by Batman.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to see if Mr. Downs is in his office and he'll pick up his phone.
He's just going to talk smack.
It's not ringing.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Ow. Sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time.
I'm having a problem.
Up and try your call.
Yeah, no, I heard you the first
Sally,
time.
Sally, is that you? Can
really?
You patch me through?
Hello, phone. There we go. Okay. Oh, wait, there he is. There he is right there. He just walked by.
Hey,
Mr.
Hey.
Downs.
Yeah, oh, here he is. Oh, yay. We were going to call him, but instead he walked right in so that we could inform him it's 2 minutes till. How are you today?
Hey, I was very excited to hear that Brad would do this show for free earlier today.
No kidding.
That was all right.
I won the lottery.
Yeah. That's it.
There is a caveat.
All right. Oh, well. Tomorrow is Bring Your Pet to Work Day.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
I'm going to bring
all
Coda.
All I have to do is bring. I've got two pets I could bring. I have two pets that I could bring tomorrow, and you guys would all take yours home.
You didn't hear what she said.
I'm going to bring Coda in the morning.
Of course. Something to keep your feet warm.
Yeah.
Well,
she'll sit right underneath.
So just letting you know.
I'm telling you. I'm warning you.
I know, right now.
What is Coda?
She's a dog.
A dog.
Just so you know.
Of course.
She's a dingo.
yeah.
A wolf. Yeah. I keep a semi-domesticated wolf at the house.
She's medium sized.
Nobody better bring a baby.
She's medium. Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know that clearly we have used up all of the ideas.
Sick.
We've used up all the ideas for comedy series on television.
Yes.
The
No doubt.
The Paramount Network is now developing a comedy series based on the life of Tom Arnold.
Why?
The series.
There must be more depth there than we suspect.
Currently titled The Interventionist, would follow a recovering addict and interventionist for substance abusers in L.A. Arnold has often spoken publicly about his battles of drug and alcohol abuse. Was that the reason he married Roseanne?
I think that was the cause.
Is that what it was?
Okay. It's always a catalyst.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about bringing Granger up here. That would be spectacular.
Now, is Granger the dog or the cat?
Oh, Granger's the dog. Okay. All 85 hyperactive pounds of him.
Do it.
We need to have something
Granger and
that
Coda
just...
Granger and Coda can play.
Oh, boy, would they ever. Up and down the hall, constantly, never stopping, what, following
me. She actually doesn't
me,
play very well.
Following me around every place I go.
We'll keep both the doors open, and they can just make laps around the whole Crystal Park Plaza.
They would.
This dog follows you because it's clearly needy. I mean, it has some...
This dog is clearly nuts.
Well, it loves you.
It needs someone, and you're not the person. We're clear on that. I'm just saying.
Lily talks to it all day long, so I'm sure he thinks... I'm sure he thinks this is appropriate behavior. She's not really noted for her disciplining of the animal.
The dog is going that other
sit,
person.
Sit, Granger, or whatever. That's good. Good. Right, that's good. A good try.
All right,
good
we're
try.
We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station. Right.